The Bird Show.
All right, I want to share a DM with you guys that I got the other day that I haven't answered yet, that I feel very conflicted about. Like, I have a lot of empathy for it, but I also feel a certain way about, this is going to get us back to what our preferences are and how people can be offended by what your preference to date is. Okay, so let me read this to you.
Oh, because we were just talking about a guy has a preference. He won't date anybody who's cheated on somebody.
Right. Okay, Cassie, I want to get you in on this one because I said, I guess, over the course of the last couple of weeks, which is the truth, is that I'm attracted to fit women, right? This really rubs somebody the wrong way. First, I need to tell you that I'm a big-time P1. I've loved you guys for years. Thank you for making me laugh and cry on the way to work for over 10 years. Anyway, I was listening to some old podcast, and I just wanted you to be aware of something you said that really made me feel a certain way. So already with this DM, my wall is down. I mean, and I'm open to it because it seems like it's coming from a kind place.
She's a fan.
Yeah, and I will get DMs from time to time from people that have, I can see clearly that there's not going to be any wiggle room here. There's not going to be any kind of compromise whatsoever. They're going in hard and then they're going to peace out. This one here, at least already, has said to me like, okay, you said something that hurt my feelings and she's telling me. So I'm all right with it. She said, you said something about being attracted to fit women. I can't remember the exact conversation we had a couple of weeks ago.
I don't remember.
It's come
but
up,
I'm sure we've had
it. It is,
yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
You say it a lot.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm attracted to fit. Why would that even come up all
You've
the time?
You've said it seven times in this segment.
Well, we happen to be talking about it. As a woman that has struggled with her weight my whole life, this really made me feel sad to know that I would never be considered to date by anyone just because I'm not fit. I feel like I've been overlooked my entire life, and to hear the words come out of someone's mouth that I really respect made me feel super sad. I know you didn't do it on purpose, but I urge you to consider using different language as to not inflict unnecessary pain. Thank you, Gene. So I didn't know how to respond back to it. You know, I guess when we are talking about things that we are attracted to in a partner, that is probably one that does come up because that is my lifestyle. I mean, you guys know that there's nothing I like than a conversation about biohacking or talking about the gym or body science or whatever. So that is what I am attracted to, right? So I didn't know how to respond to it really, except to really kind of say, like, I can understand how you would be hurt by that. But I don't even know if going forward I don't say it because she's going to be hurt by that.
So I think I can explain it. And I definitely commiserate with Jean because I've heard other people say it too. And it stings to know that you're dismissed right off the bat. Doesn't matter who you are inside, how great you are, what you've accomplished. But because you're carrying some extra weight or you don't have a six pack, you're like disgusting and uninteresting. And that's the message that gets sent, even if that's not what you're trying to say.
It's like now, you're not worthy because you're overweight.
Exactly. Now, on that note, I don't think it's your job, Bert, to manage my emotions and my feelings. I need to do, that's my job, right? So while you say something that may hurt my feelings, one, I don't think your intent is to be hurtful at all. I don't think you think all those awful things that I think when I think about myself being fat, that's internalized hate. It's my job to manage them. Now, the difference to me is if you say something like, I want a partner who is active and enjoys working out and has an active lifestyle, to me, I'm like, all right, well, you want somebody who wants to have conversations about biohacking, who goes to the gym with you, goes on hikes. That doesn't mean she can't be fat because you can do all of those things and have those interests and still have extra weight. But when you say, I like people who are fit, that sends the message that it's a more superficial thing, even though I know it would be more in depth and a partner that you would want, but it's, hey, fatties, don't apply, is basically, and it's not really you, Bert, it's that's the code that's on Tinder and dating sites is I like fit women means fatties do not apply.
Yeah,
that's what it means.
And I don't want to keep rehashing the same argument that we've had over and over and over again, but Abby loves tall guys, and on a day-to-day, it's either joked about or what have you, that she won't even entertain somebody that's short. So when she said that, hey, you don't know what it's like to be dismissed just because of the way you look, yes, I do. Now, you have explained it that there is some difference between being between weight and height, and what you have said to me in the past makes some sense. But I don't get mad at Abby for that, and I don't say, hey, reword that because it's hurting my feelings. To me, that's just a preference of hers.
Would you rather me used I don't date guys who are vertically challenged? Is that the politically correct way?
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't bother me at all because it simply is a preference of yours. It is not one that I am unaware of with other women. Also, it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
Unfortunately, it's such a complex situation and it's so nuanced that there's no right answer. It's not black and white. When you talk about being dismissed because of height or weight, like those are both very valid things if that hurts you. I won't say a blanket statement all the time. A lot of what we're attracted to is influenced by what's in popular culture and what's hot right now. I'm not saying this is the case for everybody, but a lot of people will be attracted to certain body types because that's what the society they're in pushes them towards. It used to be bodies like mine were hot stuff in the Renaissance, but still, like that's what painters painted. If you were waifish or thin, you weren't hot. And then Twiggy the model came along and it was in all of a sudden, and heroin chic became a thing. And then we see the Kardashians with the big curves back in the day. If you look through the timeline about history, what female bodies are attractive fluctuates so greatly that society, whether you realize it or not, has more of a say on how you feel. And I'm not saying it's the complete explanation for why you're attracted to what you're attracted to. Same for men, tall men. It's because a lot of the times women have been part of the discussions in our culture is men are protectors. So if you feel small and petite next to your big, strong, tall man, one, you feel skinny, you feel protected. And so it's become this marker of masculinity. And I think it's unfair. So when you look at these situations and then the stigma against overweight people and even the stigma against short people as well who are under a certain height, there's so much of it that is taught, that is learned, and the way people are treated in those other areas of life too. I think, was it you or someone on the show said that short men are also less likely to get promotions or less taken seriously in the business place? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's not even just dating. So when someone sees like, you know, I like fit women or I like tall men, even though you don't mean it, it's hitting that nerve that says, I'm unworthy in every single aspect of my life just because of what I look like. We could have the exact same personality profile and love the same things. Mm-hmm. We could be the perfect match, but because I got extra poundage, you won't even look at me. And I know that's not the message you're sending, but that's what a lot of people hear.
Yeah, and again, I do think it goes both ways here. And if I had to really dig a little bit deep on my insecurity, I probably like smaller women because I don't want to feel like a smaller guy. Mm-hmm. I've had women that I was dating when she literally said that when we were sitting together, she said, look, your legs make me feel heavier because you're smaller than I am. So she was feeling that insecurity. And as a short guy that's 5'4" and relatively small, I probably am linking up with women that make me feel a little bit more masculine.
And there's like literally nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a crappy thing to put on you too in a relationship to say something like that. They may not have even realized mm-hmm. what they were doing.
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah.
It definitely hurt.
And so your choices, I don't think choosing to date a specific kind of like tall person or fit person makes you a bad person at all. It's just when the message gets sent out along with all the other messaging that we hear from all mm-hmm. over that this is not worthy, this is bad, I would never even ill consider it, it's just not my jam. It hits different. And it's not your fault, though, and it's not your problem.
I see both sides, and I, like you, Bert, have always thought it's a preference at the end of the day, and I do think it goes both ways. Like, I remember being younger, and I was tall, but I was skinny, and you would always hear from women like, oh, he's a twig. You need to get some muscles on. Put some muscles on. And you can look at muscular guys and then start to feel insecure about it, which is why I told y'all the story earlier about me benching over 300 pounds and almost dying. Because I remember like what that made me feel like. But for me personally, I just genuinely think the answer is in loving yourself so much that it's just irrelevant what somebody else thinks at the end of the day. Because everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to like your type, whatever your type is. But if you love yourself enough, it's irrelevant. So what if they don't? So what if they do?
Mic drop.
Well done. Yay. Well done. Well done. All right, it's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.